Today is election day. People around Bristol Bay are voting for the House District 37 representative. They're choosing between incumbent Democratic representative Bryce Edgman and Republican William Weatherby. Voters are also deciding on Alaska's next governor and the state's U.S. congressional representative. In the gubernatorial race, Mike Donlavey is running as a Republican, Mark Begich is running as a Democrat, and Billy Toyin is running as a Libertarian. In the congressional race, independent candidate Elise Galvin is running on the Democratic ticket against incumbent Republican Representative Don Young. Voters will also decide whether ballot measure 1 will become state law. The controversial initiative aims to beef up salmon habitat protections around the state. Dillingham's polling place at City Hall is seeing a steady stream of voters. KDLG talked to a couple of them this morning.
Brenda Acklecock, Dillingham. Voting's important, and I think it's pretty clear to everybody that the governor's race is going to be especially close. And from it appeared to me there's a real high turnout. And I hope we get a lot more people in the rural areas, especially if you care about education, keeping small rural schools open, and that we don't go back to the days where children are separated from their families in order to get an education. So I hope people get out there and vote. I voted for Mark Begich. I voted for Bryce Edgman. I did not vote to retain the one judge that was involved with the pleading down of the assault on an Alaska Native woman in Anchorage.
And what about Proposition 1?
I voted to support that.
Deborah Flaherty, I'm from Dillingham, Alaska. I'm out here to vote for the new governor. It matters because our state has been in a turmoil with the opioid crises, as well as having the crime up here being so high. And I am wanting to put my vote in because it's very important to I and my grandchildren coming up. I picked Donlavey because he has been part of the government where he's talked about it and where he's been open with the public, and I liked what he said. Get out and vote and enjoy the beautiful day.
18-year-old Zachary Tilden, a Dillingham High School senior, voted for the first time today.
At first, I wasn't so motivated to go vote. I wasn't going to go vote at all, but everybody kept talking to me, telling me to go vote. I don't know, I got tired of hearing everybody say, go vote, go vote, go vote, go vote. And I was like, okay, fine, I'll go vote. And I just went out today, November 6th, and went to go vote.
Tilden didn't want to share who he voted for, but he did say that some particular issues weighed heavily in his decision.
Of what all goes around in this environment, we still like need our PFDs and probably still need like a little bit more cops to get rid of all the drugs here.
And any word to the other Bristol Bay teenagers out there?
Go vote.
To get live updates on election results, go to kdlg.org. And tune in at 9 o'clock tonight for special coverage of races in Bristol Bay and around the state. In Dillingham, I'm Izzy Ross.